a different emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was what, she was just incredible. I needed to see if you could read her reactions quite clearly, and I did. And she had these really small nuances to how she did the shifts and stuff like that. It was very intelligent.
And how was it for you? You know, how did you find out about the movie and went for the casting?
Well, it was just a regular casting. I got contacted by, well, my mom actually got contacted by the casting director.
Yeah, she was under 18. So.
I was 17 at the time. And
so you are actually the same age as a character.
Yeah. And I just went for the casting. I remember I had actually gone through a period of time where I was kind of close to giving up on all of this acting thing, because it was just rejection on rejection. Like, it kept on going, and I remember I just had a chat with my mom about it and being really frustrated about it. And she called me. I was actually on my way home from Berlin. I'd just been with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me and said, okay, can you stay one more day in Copenhagen about this casting? But please don't expect anything. And then I just went in. And I think that attitude kind of helped me a lot, because I was very calm and very chill about everything. Yeah.
What is next for you, considering your career?
I have two different features that I'm working on that are in different stages, projects that are mine originally and that I am very happy about. And then I have... I'm exploring the TV series market. I think there's a lot of interesting thing going on. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see.
And how about you? What is next for you?
I was supposed to start shooting on an international project in May, but COVID happened.
Yes.
So that's postponed and kind of up in the air because there's a lot of different countries on it, and I have a few pilots in development, and they're waiting to get funding. So maybe I'll do that, and hopefully the thing I was supposed to be shooting is gonna go through anyway. And I'm also working with a director on a feature film.
Very good. So excited things also for you.
Yeah.
My name is Jeanette Nordahl, so give me a beat.
My name is Sandra Bulberg-Kamp, and you're listening to Give Me a Beat.
Yes, you are still listening to Give Me a Beat. In tonight's show, I was sharing with you a review of Zurich Film Festival of this year with focus on two movies, Binti and Wildland, and sharing some additional highlights of the festival. I'm super excited that this festival managed to happen this year. This was like the miracle, considering everything that is happening this year, especially related to the festivals. And even though this is not the same as a music festival, I was just happy that something like this actually happened. I love what the organizer did with festival. It felt safe and special. It was highly appreciated by me, and I can imagine all the other visitors. So for the end of tonight's show, I decided to actually something else, not related to the movies in today's focus, but related to the movie that was one of my highlights. I will play the soundtrack from the movie Shirley. I really love this soundtrack, and I found out that Tamara Kali did it. Tamara Kali is actually Tamara Coletta Brown. She's an American rock singer, songwriter, and composer, and she's based in Brooklyn, New York. She actually composed music for several movies. She also composed the music for The Assistant, but I decided to go with the Shirley soundtrack. So I will leave you with this tonight. You were listening to Give Me a Beat, a focus on Zurich Film Festival 2020. My name is Adija Baby Monster. I'm wishing you good night, and until the next time. Thank you.
Thank you.
up. Give me a beat.
Thank you.
Thank you.